Yeehaw. Okay, round two. I'm sitting here in the world headquarters of the Beef Initiative and the I Am Texas Slim Foundation. Rancher Storefront, 1505 4th Avenue, Canyon, Texas, 79015. And you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at some catastrophic winds. Some of those winds just blew through here in the Texas Panhandle. And we're in the middle of the latest disaster and of the recovery and relief efforts. And I'm here to tell you, everybody is shining brightly. Because, you know why? It's not because we're so damn windblown. It's because we're from the Texas Panhandle. We are from a pioneering spirit that gives this voice and this stance. It gives us this fortitude. And it allows me to be very proud from where I come from. Those catastrophic winds that I'm talking about, well, they're happening across this nation in many different ways. It's coming in the form of spiritual bankruptcy, financial bankruptcy, nutritional bankruptcy, and a lack of true, clear communication. And here we are, listening to this old cowboy talk. Well, this cowboy talk has seen these winds blow through more than once. And folks, I'm here to tell you. Y'all remember last time when I brought up old Justin Trammell of Panhandle Meats and my partner here at Rancher Storefront? Well, he ain't much of a talker until you get him a talking. The one thing that gets him a talking? Do you know what? Well, I just remembered. There's not just one storefront. There are actually three. And they're all possible because of the microprocessing center, Panhandle Meats. He and the Trammell family brought to market, and they did it together. And they didn't ask for permission. The whole dang Trammell family, Trammell Cattle, Panhandle Meats, Tier Bloom, Rancher Storefront. Do you see how much of a whirlwind that is? They are on top of it. And I'm very proud to be able to be right there in the middle of it all and to be their sidekick, especially Justin's sidekick. He is, of course, the first person I shook hands with. You know, I asked to go on this journey with me. It was right whenever I got off a harvest. I was in the middle of riding the harvest of deception. I'm going to ask yourself a question or two, or possibly three. How many times do we actually hear from other people? How often does someone ask you if they can have a word with you? How many times in real life does someone come up to you and reach out to shake your hand and ask you, would you please tell me what you do and why you do it? Lately, when I've gone out to the burn zone and I've come across these ranchers, I can tell they have been taxed to the limit. There's a little confusion. They're a little suspect of this old boy calling himself Texas Slim. What I'm really asking everybody to do is to just take a pause. Because we're not selling anything here, folks. What we're trying to do is we're trying to serve. It's called servant leadership. Everything I've done in my lifetime, and especially ever since I started the Beef Initiative, is that I've been able to reflect upon myself and those in which that I have served and who have served me. It takes two, folks. Many times in this life, a lot of people do not know how to receive. Therefore, we know how to take. A lot of people do not know how to give, but they do know how to serve. Many people don't know how to receive because all they do is take. When you know how to serve, you know how to receive. To receive is to serve, and to serve is to receive. There's something I jotted down years ago, and I'll be the first to admit, it was something that I'd written down because I needed to receive a part of me that was lost. I want to share it here. When people are asleep, their spirits wander off. When they are awake, their bodies are like an open door, so that everything they touch becomes an entanglement. Day after day, they use their minds to stir up trouble. They become both swords, sneaky and secretive. They are consumed with anxiety over trivial matters, but remain arrogantly oblivious to things truly worth fearing. Their words fly from their mouths like a crossbow. So sure are they that they know right from wrong. They cling to their positions as they had sworn an oath. So sure are they of victory. Their gradual decline is like an autumn fading into winter. This is how they dwindle day by day. They drown. And what are they? You cannot make them turn back. They begin to suffocate as though sealed up in a box. This is how they decline. This is how they approach insanity. As their minds approach death, nothing can cause them to turn back towards the light. Where do you think those words come from? Do they come from old Texas Slim's noggin? Or does it come from ancient times? How old are those words? They always been there? Is it something new? Is it something old? Is it something the wind blew in? What is it? It's some wisdom that I love to be able to reflect on, and whenever I come out to this place, the second largest canyon in the United States, and I hang my boots on the edge, and I drop the boots over the ledge of the canyon, and I think about Kamacharya. I think about the Empire of the Summer Moon. I think about Quanah Parker. I think about Charles Goodnight. I think about the Goodnight Loving Trail. I think about all the bison down there of days gone by. I think about all the longhorns that were discovered that came rambling through during the Civil War, when all the soldiers were off fighting each other and killing each other because we had come to a form of spiritual senility. Are we in that form of spiritual senility as a nation right now? Are you in that form of senility as an individual? Well, whenever I met old Justin Trammell on the county square from which I was born, I could tell that this man had that wisdom in him, and he was willing to listen to another man. It was for fighting back that senility to which a lot of people are feeling it through catastrophic winds, which are blowing harder each time people have a conversation. Those that do not know how to tell a tale, to which you can find protection. And peace of mind? Well, it all starts with the angel of a view. A handshake that matters. A gaze into another person's eyes. To where you can rest assured that the words you're about to exchange have the chance of a lifetime. to help forge a legacy. To help forge a legacy that will be passed on to the next generation of rancher. That no wind, nor no enemy, nor no disaster could ever put out the flame of authenticity and integrity. So that a man of very few words, who I met several years ago, just 100 yards from where I sit right now. Well, sometimes cowboy talk doesn't blow a lot of wind, but it carries a lot of punch. See, I come from the dirt roads of West Texas, and I'm a punchy-ass hippie punk cowboy that loves to shake another man's hand, look him in the eye, and tell him exactly what my intentions are. The only way I got here? Well, I was able to take a pause and say, hey, I'm going to listen to myself first before I listen to all this bullshit blowing in the wind these days. A lot of sneakiness, a lot of people out there being secretive. And one thing, hold on real quick. Did I tell you about what I learned over there in Thailand when I was in my 20s? My first venture into the land of smiles? Well, I was fascinated with old Buddha. Seemed like a pretty cool dude. To tell you the truth, there are 4 noble truths when it comes to Buddhism. And once again, Buddhism is a philosophy. Well, at least to me it is. And I do pride myself on being somewhat of a philosopher. So here we go. All suffering comes from these 3 points. See, Buddha was very tuned in on how to rid yourself of suffering. First point, greed. Don't have to go too much in that, do I? Number 2, anger and hatred. Number 3, ignorance. In Buddhism, they call this the not knowing. Not knowing your consequence or not being able to trust into the unknown. Every time I meet a stranger, my intentions are to cause no suffering, but to serve in which there is no suffering. The Texas Fire Relief Fund. Texas Fire Relief has been going on for hundreds of years and in different forms and fashions. The Comanches used to do agricultural burns so the bison would return. These lands have seen fires for hundreds and even thousands of years. This last agricultural burn, it burned 1.2 million acres. Nobody really knows. But one thing that is definitive, there is a lot of suffering. There is a lot of greed. There is a lot of hatred. There is a lot of anger. There is a lot of not knowing. So I'm patient. I'm persistent. Because that's what the winds of West Texas taught me, especially when I came to this ledge. So I could take a pause, so I could truly understand what this whirlwind is all about. So next time you go up there and you shake a rancher's hand, just remember, they're all unique. And as I said in my last article, I'll be calling out Cole Bolton as one of the smartest cattlemen I've ever known in my life, and a damn good business partner. Just to name a few. Jason Rick, Rick Ranches. You wake up feeling obligated to serve that man because of his integrity and his vision. Oh, Justin Chatterbox Trammell, the man of few words. Well, my spirit is obligated to him and his family for everything they've done in the town of where I was born. My actions in my life are to save children's lives through teaching their parents that the best way to take a pause is to go shake a rancher's hand. The winds of change will flow a lot more like water instead of like the flames of suffering. It's kind of cold and windy up here today. Up here in West Texas. But I guarantee you, the flames of the visions that were first seen in my mind with that first handshake, well, there's a new wildfire coming, and it's going to be delivered through the gates of the Beef Initiative. For those of you that might be confused, I just say this: those with ears will hear, and those with eyes will see. The new modern day cattle drive is well underway. So pull yourself up by your bootstraps and just know we're about to serve it up. Y'all be good to each other. I am Texas Slim. Are you?